The news continues at 5:22. Demolition of the Chesterfield Mall begins this morning to make way for a $2 billion development dubbed Downtown Chesterfield. KMOX's Stuart McMillan spoke with property owner Michael Steinberg about the demolition process and what's next for construction.
When was your first purchase of any part of that property there in Chesterfield, do you think?
I know exactly. It was in December of 2017. We bought the Sears store.
And that was the start of a kind of a big dreams, or did the big dreams come later?
The big dreams started initially, and but I knew that I could get my dream kind of figured out if I owned one of the parcels. I'd have a seat at the table, and because of the reciprocal easement agreement, the REA, I was able to know that, because Tim Lowe, who works with me, used to work for Westfield, and he developed the AMC and the part of the mall where JCPenney's was, and we had the REA, and we knew that if you have a seat at the table, nobody could do anything without our approval.
So where are we at today? I'm hearing they're going to start demolishing the old Chesterfield Mall.
We've already started inside the mall, reclaiming and reutilizing the copper and the HVAC so it just doesn't go into a waste pit. And we will be done sometime in March or April of 2025.
So it's not like Las Vegas where they do a countdown and they hit a big button and, you know, it implodes or anything like that.
No, it's section by section because of the elevations. And don't forget, this is spread out over 30 acres, this mall. So it's not like, you know, when you mention Vegas, it's, you know, a square block and the building is one building and it just comes straight down. A little different.
Is any of the property staying the way it is, or is it all coming down?
Right now, Dillard's is staying. They're part of the project as part of our settlement. The two restaurants along Chesterfield Airport Road, right off of Clarkson, are staying. The other restaurant along the outer road is staying, Edgewild, and that is it. Everything else is coming down.
And where are we at for the plans for the future? I know there's a big village development there, almost kind of a downtown feel.
We had our first reading with the Architectural Review Board. It was passed unanimously on our site development plan. And we're going in front of the City Council and the Planning Commission in the next couple weeks. But this is the similar plan about, I'd say, majority-wise to what we submitted when we received the zoning. So there shouldn't be any surprises.
Everybody on board with the project thus far? I know you have permits to do demolition and things, but as far as the future of that area, all the neighbors like you and the city okay with everything?
I always talk about the we, and the we is everybody who's part of it, the citizens, the city, the staff, ourselves, our tenants. We feel that everybody feels that we've all given up something. We've all taken something, and as my grandfather said, you get three nickels. They get a nickel, you get a nickel, and one stays on the table. So everybody, I think, cut a pretty good deal. And I'm happy. I'm really happy with the input of the citizens, the city officials, MoDOT, the county, the school board. I could go on and on. So I think it's a good outcome for everyone.
So you said about March is when they'll be done with the demolition there at the mall?
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
And then what do you expect to start seeing some movement there? Is it going to be a little while before all the permits and ordinances are kind of placed for the new project?
No. Come March or April, we'll have all our permits and all our approvals, and we're going to start grading. We're going to start the roads, the ring road, the site lighting, all utilities. So within a year from April, probably April of 2026, all of the infrastructure for this area will be in, and pads will be available for developers to build apartments, retail. We're going to have a plan to redevelop the old Macy's store. We'll have a park, a preliminary park. You know, we're not going to activate it yet. But, you know, we'll have everything done so that we can start, and people will really see within a year of the what it's going to look like and feel like.